Good evening. This is Dramega. The date is 4/17/2012. Sorry for the long wait. To make up for it, I'm making two additional podcasts alongside this one. The other two will focus on guided meditations. This will be my first recorded guided meditations. Usually I do them with students one-on-one or in a group setting. The beauty of a guided meditation is instead of focusing yourself and trying to reach a trance state or a deeper meditative state, is you can actually focus on the person's voice and follow along with what they're saying, and it leads to a very good experience for the most part. At least that's what I've heard from most of the people who've experienced one of my guided meditations. So I hope you all enjoy that, and feel free to download those and check them out. For listening purposes, I advise that you either be in a secluded area or listen to them on headphones for maximum effect. And there will be pauses on the guided meditations. And that's mostly for you to just focus on what's been said or to breathe and follow the breathing exercises and so on. So don't think that it's cut off just yet. Just continue to focus, follow the voice. And yeah, that's really about it. This podcast I really haven't prepared for. It's just something that I had floating around in my mind, and I figured I'd just, you know, update and kind of go with the flow. And but I wanted to talk about purpose on this one. Really, just purpose of GT, purpose of various things that have been in GT over the years. A lot of people have asked me how GT started, and different people know the same story about how me and some of my friends, we got into metaphysics, and over time we developed a small system on how to run our little group. Mostly it was kind of a small tribal government, if you will, you know, like leader, second in command, and then, you know, we would initiate new people, see if they're all right, so on and so forth. Mostly just for, I guess, protection. Because growing up in our area, it was not a common thing to study metaphysics and whatnot. So, yeah. However, over time, we developed into what you see now. You know, different roles, different needs for roles, because different people had different specialties. Like, for example, in Central, we have these things called spheres, which are different specialties, like a medic sphere for people who are specific to a healing techniques, a defensive sphere who are people who are, of course, more skilled in defensive techniques, and so on and so forth. And so I figured I would just explain various purposes to the different roles that are on the online. You know, starting with the ranks and roles. I mean, the general definitions are there, but it's better to get a one-on-one explanation through a voice than just reading it, I feel, as I explained in my last cast, you know. I mean, starting with novice, novice is just a general term, but it's basically anyone who we can welcome in and then, you know, help teach them in whatever their interests are. I mean, yes, there are set requirements to go on and move forward, but it shouldn't be treated as a label to someone who is lower on a scale. That is not the point there. The purpose of it is someone who is willing to learn and wanting to learn and wanting to move forward, and so on. An initiate is someone who has, you know, pushed forth and learned the basics. And yes, I know the basics are pretty general and whatnot, but they provide a great foundation for energy manipulation, astral projection, constructs, and just various other techniques. And down the road, that foundation will supply much knowledge for higher level techniques in whatever path you do pursue. I mean, energy manipulation is significant in pretty much any field you go into, or any skill that you go into. Same thing with visualization, meditation, so on and so forth. And those skills are adequate in all of those. And I mean, the purpose for an initiate is to branch out and test different grounds. And that's why magic is introduced. Real magic, that is. Magic brings along more factors of the mind, allowing for you to delve deeper into yourself and discover who you truly are on a metaphysical level. Also allowing you to discover key proponents and things that you might want to try out and or become proficient in. And that's, I guess, about the gist of that. Then we come to the knight. Knights are the embodiment of a walking library, I guess you'd say. We originally drew the idea from Druidic society, because back in Keltoi, Celtic, whatever you want to call it, Druids would memorize entire volumes of poems, books, books in their language, of course, which would be not written out, but of course a total oral history, just volumes upon volumes of these, and they would basically be a walking library. So in comparison, a knight is basically a walking library of metaphysical knowledge. That's why there is all of the essence of energy and essence of magic knowledge that is required to step up to that point. That way, when asked or confronted about that type of knowledge, they can relay that and or teach it to a new student. And then at that point, a knight also develops his or her specialties. As an example, we have a certain knight who is key in healing, while at the same time, he is also very proficient in a number of other fields, but one of his major skills is healing. We have another knight who is very skilled in constructs and defensive maneuvers, while at the same time, he has all of that foundation. Masters, on the other hand, are just those who have been recognized by the council and GT mostly for their time and specialties. It's more or less a title of significance and, I guess you'd say, trust to an extent. Those who have pushed far and beyond and have done something significant for the group and for themselves. Sort of a pushing beyond your own bounds in order to prove to yourself and to the group as a whole that you are worthy. That's about the gist of that. That's about as far as I can break that down. Other than that, most notably, masters are noted for their contributions and contributions, so on. Yeah, sorry for the kind of pause there. Need to relight this cigar. Yeah, I know it's crazy. I smoke, right? Anyway, but those are several bits of purpose in GT and why we originally designed those. GT as a whole, our course mission statement is providing a metaphysical foundation to prepare ourselves for the future. Originally, our goal was to protect those around us. That's what Central set out to do. we set out to protect others and protect family members, friends, so on and so forth from metaphysical threats, because we originally started around metaphysical backgrounds, dealing with entities and things like that sort. However, over time, that kind of fell to the back, and we deal with that from time to time. And we come to learn that knowledge is the key aspect there, instead of dealing with things in a warlike fashion. However, we still do hold combat to be a central purpose and whatnot. But combat with self-control. That's one reason why you'll see that GT does hold a lot of combative techniques and things of that sort on the site.
while at the same time also teaching one to dive inward and learn about their true selves. So ultimately, it comes down to finding out what your true purpose is and how you decide to live out your true purpose in your own life, and then how that contribution delves into your own world, for lack of better words. I know that seems really vague and kind of half-assed philosophical, but I guess just think about it. It was something I was kind of pondering on earlier today, because, I mean, I've been asked, you know, why was GT formed? Why have we, you know, been going for so long and so on and so forth? So I kind of figured I'd give explanations on various points and various purposes, but our purpose is pretty much solidified in striving as a metaphysical foundation, but we originally started out for protection, and we still hold that to heart, and we also hold many of our own commandments to heart, the code, and different little personal things that have developed over the years, and whether or not you adopt those is up to you, but each person is welcome to bring their own slice of purpose to the table, and that's how we develop as a group and a family, and we welcome anyone who does. And with that, I'll leave you to ponder.